beginning at verse 1. St. John chapter 8, beginning at verse 1. You got it? Just say, I got the word.
I got the word.
All right. Sound like a bunch. Beginning at verse 1, you find these words according to the King James Version. It says, Jesus went unto the Mount of Olives. And early in the morning he came again into the temple, and all the people came unto him, and he sat down and taught them. And the scribes and Pharisees brought unto him a woman taken in adultery. And when they had set her in the midst, they say unto him, Master, this woman was taken in adultery in the very act. Now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what sayest thou? This they said, tempting him, that they might have to accuse him. But Jesus stooped down and with his finger wrote on the ground, as though he heard them not. So when they had continued asking him, he lifted up himself and said unto them, He that is without sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. And again he stooped down and wrote on the ground. And they which heard it, being convicted by their own conscience, went out one by one, beginning at the eldest, even unto the last. And Jesus was left alone, and the woman standing in the midst. When Jesus had lifted up himself and saw none but the woman, he said unto her, Woman, where are those thine accusers? Hath no man condemned thee? She said, No man, Lord. And Jesus said unto her, Neither do I condemn thee. Go and sin no more. Thank you, Lord Jesus, for the reading of your word. We ask for continued clear thoughts and understanding to rightly divide and to rightly apply your word. Asking that you touch every heart and ear that's under the sound of my voice right now. We all might be doers of your word. I do ask this in the name of Jesus, and let all the people say amen.
Amen.
Amen. God bless you. We thank you. Amen. Again. Now, these few verses that we read in your hearing today, we want to use for a thought, this being, as we said, 4th of July weekend, and a time of freedom, celebrating liberty and freedom. Amen. But we want to talk to you today from this subject, caught to be set free.
Amen.
Caught. C-A-U-G-H-T. Caught to be set free. Amen. Thank you, Jesus.
That's good.
Caught to be set free.
All right.
Amen. The words of Christ can give you and me liberty.
Amen.
However, sometimes the words of others and even our own words sometimes get in the way.
Amen.
Is that right?
Amen.
Proverbs 18 and 21 says, Death and life are in the power of the tongue. And they that love it shall eat the fruit thereof. Amen. Death and life. So what that scripture is saying, we can speak life to ourselves or we can speak death to ourselves. And it's up to us what we speak. Amen. You don't have to repeat negative and detrimental things that people say about you. No, you don't. There's no law that says you have to repeat negative things that people say about you. But when you do, you are giving power to those words.
Right.
Amen. Death and life are in the power of the tongue.
Amen.
What you say makes a difference.
Mm-hmm.
Now, there's an old cliche years ago used to say it, that sticks and stones may break my bones, but words will never harm me. Right. Now, while that sounded good, it had been proven to be wrong.
Amen.
Amen. Because words can harm you.
Amen.
Yes, sticks and stones hurt, but words hurt too.
Amen.
Yes, they do. Amen. Words can harm, words can destroy a spouse's self-esteem or a child's sense of personal value. Words can do that. With our own words, we can tear down our own self, as I said a moment ago, by repeating negative and discouraging words. Reputations can be ruined by words. People can be discouraged and frightened by words. And just as words can bring, words can bring consequences just as sure as actions can. Amen. So, words do harm. Can you say amen?
Amen.
But what we need, amen, in this time in which we live, is a word from the Lord.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. Glory be to God. We need a word from the Lord. Oh, bless this holy name. And under the authority of the Holy Ghost, amen, I intend to give you a word from the Lord today in the name of Jesus Christ.
Amen.
Is that all right?
Amen.
Glory be to God. Amen. As I said, I want to talk to you just a little while from the subject, amen, caught to be set free. Sounds kind of paradoxical there, but amen, if the Lord allow me, I will bring it out to you, amen, as we walk down through the message today. John 8:36 says, if the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed. If the Son makes you free, and this is Jesus Christ, the Son that is being talked about right here. If he makes you free, you shall be free indeed. Amen. Now, the message that we have, the text that we shared with you here today, amen, we find Jesus early in the morning in the temple teaching. Bible says that he came there early and the people gathered with him and he sat down and taught them.
Uh-huh.
Amen. He taught them out of the word of God. I tell you, amen, when we will take time to listen to God's word, when we will take time to meditate on the word of God, it will bring great value and substance to our life.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. I feel, amen, the power and the anointing of the Holy Ghost moving even now in the name of Jesus. The Bible said that Jesus was in the temple early in the morning and he was teaching the people. But here come the scribes and the Pharisees.
All right.
The scribes and the Pharisees. And they brought a woman taken in adultery.
Uh-huh.
My God. And they set the woman right in the midst of Jesus' Bible study.
Yeah.
Hallelujah. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. They brought her there to make a case, amen, against Jesus. Yes, they wanted to, have some say about her punishment, but the scripture lets us know that they were after Jesus.
Amen.
Can you tell the Lord thank you?
Thank you.
Amen. They say, they set her right down in the midst, and then they speaks up and says, Master, this woman was taken in the very as I looked at this scripture this week and I meditated on it, amen, one of the things that come to my mind is there seems to be, at this point, no resistance coming from the woman. Oh, thank you, Jesus. I know when we read it and we've gotten comfortable with saying, where was the man? But the woman didn't say anything. But they said they caught her in the act. Their words with the woman sitting right in the midst. Can you imagine all of the eyes on that woman?
Amen.
All of those that were gathered there for that Bible study had to be looking at that woman because they set her right in the midst. Thank you, Jesus. And they said, we caught her in the very act. But we have no resistance recorded from the woman. No words from the woman. It seemed that she had humbled herself. She had been caught. But oh my God. Yes, she's been caught, but it's not over with yet. Thank you, Jesus. She's been caught, but after a while, she's going to be set free. Can somebody tell them all? Thank you. Well, amen. The word says here that we caught her in the very act. Now, Moses, yeah, you know, you have those kind of people in the church that always know what the Bible says. Mean, cantankerous, can't get along with them, but they can tell you what the Bible says. Glory to God. So here are these rude individuals busting up Jesus' Bible class, bringing a woman in there, they're talking about the law says. I want to get rid of the law about loving one another. I want to get rid of that. But they said, now Moses in the law commanded of Moses said, if you catch somebody like this, you stone them. You let them have it. You throw rocks at them. That's what Moses said in the law. He commanded us. Why didn't they go ahead and do it? If it's in the law, said, why didn't they just go ahead and do it? The reason they didn't is because they were after Jesus. Amen. They used every opportunity and every situation that they could to try and trap Jesus.
Amen.
So the Bible says here, amen, verse 5, it says, now Moses in the law commanded us that such should be stoned. But what do you say? What do you say, Jesus? So the word tells us that they said this, tempting him. They wanted to see if he was in agreement with the law of Moses or whether he, amen, opposed the Roman law. They were trying to catch Jesus right in the middle. But, amen, if you've been knowing the Lord any length of time at all, you ought to know by now you can't catch him in the middle.
Amen.
Now, you got to know that when you're dealing with the Lord, you're dealing with somebody that knows everything. That's when you're dealing with Jesus, you're dealing with someone that has all power in heaven and in earth in his hand. When you're dealing with Jesus, you're dealing with someone that knows the end from the beginning and all things that take place in the middle. Glory be to God. But, amen, they were tempting him. They were trying to accuse him. They were trying to see how he was going to, amen, act or how he was going to respond to this situation. But the Bible says Jesus stooped down and with his finger he wrote on the ground and he acted like that he didn't even hear them. Jesus stooped down, wrote on the ground like he wasn't even listening to him. And according to the scripture, they continued to ask him. While Jesus is writing on the ground, they see I ask him, what are you going to do? What do you think about that? What do you think about the law that Jesus is writing? They all gathered around him and busted up his Bible class. Bunch of rude folk. Jesus writing on the ground. What you going to do? What you going to do? What you going to do? Jesus is writing on the ground. Huh? Bible says, amen, after a while, he lifts himself up. And he says, all right. This is what we're going to do. He that is without sin among you, let him first cast the stone. Now, I don't know how many scribes and Pharisees it was, but I can imagine they start looking dumbfounded at each other.
Uh-huh.
Jesus gave them the authority that they came for, but it wasn't like they thought it was going to be.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. The Bible said, he said, he that would have sin among you, let him first cast a stone at her. Then the Bible says he stooped down, rolled on the ground some more. Lord, have mercy. Jesus, right in the way. And they trying to decide what to do. But their conscience began to weigh them down. Thank you, Jesus. Amen. Their conscience just would not let them pick up a stone and throw it at their woman. They caught her in the very act, but their conscience would not allow them to pick up a stone and throw it at her. Instead, because of, amen, their conscience, the Bible said, they began to walk away. One by one. Starting at the oldest one that was in the group until it got down to the last one. And when the last one walked out, the Bible said the woman was left there with Jesus. She had been caught and put right on the spot. But she's about to be set free. Yes, adultery was a sin. But amen. How many know that the Lord is a forgiving God?
Yeah.
Hallelujah. I don't know about you, but I have discovered for myself that he is a forgiving God. And so the Bible says when the last one walked out and the woman is standing there with Jesus and maybe the one that was left in the Bible class, amen, Jesus said, where are your accusers? Where are those folk that brought you and set you right in the midst? Thank you, Jesus. And she said, Lord, no man. I don't know where they went. Jesus says, then I don't condemn you either. But here is the good part. And here's what we got to make sure that we don't miss. You see, because Jesus knew that the woman was caught in adultery. He knew the woman was guilty of the charge that was levied against her. But Jesus, amen, is ready right now, amen, to let the woman go. Because as I said to you in the beginning, it seems to be no resistance from her. In other words, it appears that she put herself, amen, in a position of repentance. It was no bucking, asking, oh, why don't you go back and get the man? Well, I'm not the first one. What about that lady over there? What about that man over there? But there seemed to be no resistance from the woman, but a total submission. Yeah. Glory to God. And when you want change in your life, hallelujah, no matter how rough and ragged it may have seemed, when you, amen, amen, surrender to the Lord, when you submit to the Lord, glory to God, hallelujah, you may have been caught, but Jesus is willing to set you free.
Amen.
I know we ended, as I said, we're in the weekend now of liberty and freedom, and we enjoy these times, amen, and we enjoy the songs that we're singing, and we enjoy the liberties that we have, but some of us have been caught, amen, by the clutches of sin. Yes, some of us have been caught, amen, right in the act of self-pity. Glory to God. Thank you, Jesus. Just pitying ourselves. Just saying, woe is me, woe is me. But I want you to understand today that if you would only humbly, amen, and willingly submit yourself unto the Lord, he is waiting to set you free. Glory be to God. It does not matter about the magnitude or how wrong you think a situation was. Jesus will set you free. Hallelujah. But sometimes you gotta get caught first. Because if you're not caught, sometimes you continue to do it. You continue to do wrong. That's why sometimes a man will steal from a bank because he gets away. But when he gets caught, then he says, well, I'll mend up my ways. Yeah. But he wasn't ready to amend his ways until he was caught. So sometimes in our walk, children of God, we have to get caught. Well, you say, well, what? Well, how do I get caught? Your conscience should convict you. Uh-huh. Glory to God. When you're walking contrary to the word of God, your conscience should weigh down on you.
Amen.
Thank you, Jesus. And cause you to want change in your life. But many times the change is not going to come until we're put on the spot. Until we are caught right in the very act. Amen. Can somebody tell the Lord, thank you. I know I got to get on out of here, but I'm so glad that one day I got caught. I was thinking about the commission that Jesus gave the disciples when he called them. He said, I'm going to make you fishers of men, and the bait will be the word of God. And I'm so glad one day that God's word settled in my life. And not only did it settle in my life, but it hooked me. Glory be to God. Anybody in here know anything about fishing? You cast your line out, and when the fish gets the bait, you start to reel him in. Glory be to God. Well, when I was fishing back in the pond, well, too much reeling. You just snatch the pole up out of the water. But I'm talking about the big time fishing, what some of y'all do now. You have to reel the fish in. And you look out there in the water, and that old fish is jumping up and down, creating all kinds of resistance, trying to find something to hold himself in the water, because he don't want to come out. But you got to understand the hook is in him now. Yes, he's caught now. And as long as the fisherman is patient, he can reel that old big fish in. The fish still flopping and flopping all over the place. But that fisherman is just reeling him on and in. And I'm so glad one day that God's word hooked me. Oh, I have I said his word hooked me. Yes, it did. I thought I was doing all right without the Lord. But his word, it hooked me. It got my attention. And the Lord began to reel me on in. But there is some difference between me and the old fish out there in the sea. That old fish continued to offer some resistance. But I didn't offer any resistance. Because when the Lord caught me, thank you, Jesus. I let him reel me on in. And as he reeled me on in, when I got closer and closer to him, I discovered that I didn't want to get away. I don't want to leave his side. I like where I am. I like what he's doing to me. I like what God is doing in my life. So I don't want to get away. But I'm glad today. Can somebody shout I'm glad today? I'm glad today that I've been caught. Lord have mercy. And when he caught me, yes, he set me free. He said, free from what? He set me free from the power of sin. Yes, he did. In other words, sin have no power over me. As long as I make the right choices, I don't have to do what sin say do. But if I yield and make a wrong choice, I'm giving sin authority in my life. But when I was caught by Jesus, hallelujah, he allowed me to have the power to resist sin. Not only that, but we are able to avoid the penalty of sin as long as we stay with the Lord, as long as we walk hand in hand with the Lord, just as long and we keep him, amen, right before us, we don't have to worry about the penalty of sin. You see, because the penalty of sin is eternal damnation in hell. But if we're walking with the Lord and we've been caught by it, we've been set free, we don't have to worry about the penalty of sin. But we're free because the word said, he whom the Son has set free is free indeed. But I'm glad not only about the 4th of July, but I'm glad about the liberty that I have in Christ Jesus. Galatians tells us to stand fast in the liberty wherewith Christ has made you free. Be not entangled again with the yoke of bondage, but stand in the liberty. Glory be to God. Don't let Satan drag you back out there. Don't let ungodly have it drag you out there. Since you've been caught, stay with Jesus. Glory to God. Because he'll set you free. He'll make you whole. He'll give you a new life. He'll give you a new start. But you've got to, hallelujah, be willing to be caught by him.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Caught. To be set free. Thank you, Jesus. Will you stand with us? I hope you got the message. Called to be set free. Glory to God. Sometimes they have criminals on TV. And they run from the law. And they do all kinds of things trying to escape the law. And then when they're finally caught, sometimes you will hear them say, well, I was glad I was caught.
Yeah.
I was tired of running.
Hallelujah.
I was glad. Glad they finally healed me. I don't know about you today, but I'm glad that the Lord caught me. Yes, he did. And he's sweet. There's nothing bitter about the Lord. There's nothing unsettling about him. He's sweet. I know.
I
don't regret being caught by Jesus.
That's right.
I'm not trying to get away. I know every now and then Satan will present some kind of picture or some kind of situation in an attempt to pull me away, but I like it being with Jesus. I like it since I've been caught. Glory be to God. So somebody,
hallelujah,
you're standing, if someone is here today, amen, Jesus wants to set you free. It matters not about your past, because he knows about your past.
That's right.
He knows about your past, he knows about your present, and he knows what he can do for you in your future. Glory to God. So if you're here today, amen, if you backslid on the Lord, if you went back on the Lord and you know you had no business going back, you don't even feel right, amen, in the condition you're in now. Jesus wants to set you free.
Amen.
Are you here today? Anyone for prayer today? Anybody for prayer today?